driving home and thinking about the globalization of bluegrass music. Think of other super niche forms or genres of music that appear to have enjoyed some success, and what was the driver behind that success. This made me think of reggae music and the influence of Bob Marley. In turn, this made me think of something else, and that is the consequences arising from the premature death of an icon-like figure in the promotion of music of a particular format. If you think of people, musicians, who meant a premature death, which perhaps led to an increase in their popularity, you can think of people starting from the 50s like Buddy Holly, Eric Cochran, Jim Reeves, Bob Marley, etc. In the context of bluegrass music, has anyone met a premature death who might have been expected to achieve greatness and even greater influence had they lived? Another train of thought was to consider the role of global superstars and the popularization of a particular genre of music. For example, look at the influence of Paul Simon in awakening the world to African music via his album Graceland, and has he not repeated that with an examination of Latin American or Caribbean music in subsequent albums? There's obviously an opportunity to investigate getting the global superstars to do bluegrass versions of their own material, or alternatively, to offer their own interpretation of particular bluegrass tracks. I was thinking of this when I was listening to Spotify on the way home, and a track came on, and it was the Rolling Stones playing a track called West Virginia from the album Exile on Main Street. That track sounded very bluegrass-ish to me, and I want to read the reviews of this album to see if the track is indeed described as bluegrass.